One of them remains closed. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادِ And a caller calls. يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ O one who seeks to do good, O one who desires good, O one who wants to do something positive in this limited time, in this blessed month, come near, come near.
وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ أَقْصِرْ
O one who seeks to do evil, if you seek to do harm, if you're trying to do something bad in this limited time, stay away, stop, don't come near. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has people who He frees from the fire. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ Every single night in the blessed month of Ramadan, there are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to free you, I'm going to free you. You're not going to be punished. You're going to be saved. You're going to reach the state of salvation. Jalla jalala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from these people. Allahumma ameen. And I want to ask the brothers, they're filling up, if we could just fill in the gaps, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and come and try to find a spot. Now as this great month, the greatest month, the most blessed month of Ramadan comes upon us, as it does annually, I want to remind myself and all of you to renew our intentions. Right, we've set goals, inshallah, and if we haven't, I urge you to do so by tonight at Maghrib. At least give it a couple days where you write it down and you think about it and you share it with your friends or maybe an accountability partner or two. Maybe we've set goals about fasting. This might be the first time we fast as new Muslims or as Muslims who've come of age and are now adults. Some of our younger brothers and sisters might say, you know what, today, you know, this Ramadan, I'm going to fast from Asr to Maghrib and break my fast with my family. Or from Dhuhr to Maghrib, half a day. Or, as in I heard recently, some, subhanAllah, in upper elementary, they fast from Fajr to Dhuhr, break their fast, and then from Dhuhr to Maghrib. These are, of course, young people who it's not fard for them to do, where they're training so that they can fast the full month of Ramadan properly like us adults. Some of us might have goals related to prayer, to salah, making sure we get in our five, making sure we get them in on time, making sure we're doing our sunan, right? The daily sunan for every single prayer. Making sure we're going to the masjid. You know, I don't usually go. I'm going to try to go once a day or twice a day or three times a day. Or, you know, I have a little break on the weekend. I'm going to go for dhuhr. I'm going to go for asr. Some of us are going to be attending taraweeh. Maybe the first time or last year, you know, I stayed for two, a little after Aisha and I left. No, I'm going to go for four. And then I left before the khatira. No, I'm going to stay for the khatira. And then two more. Or I stayed for eight, now I'm going to do 10. Let's push ourselves and increase ourselves. Some of us are going to say, okay, you know what? I'm waking up for sahur to eat sahur during sahur time anyways. I'm going to pray tahajjud. Two short rak'at. Or last year I prayed two, I'm going to lengthen them a little bit. All of us are pushing ourselves. I'm going to make more dua. I'm going to make more dhikr. I'm going to make more i'tikaf. And I'm going to have the niyyah. Even after every prayer, just stay a little bit longer. I gave in charity last year, mashallah. I'm going to give more. And increasing in other acts of worship. Right? Like the ties of kinship. I'm going to call my parents and my relatives more. I'm going to do this. I'm going to visit the sick. I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch myself physically, right? I'm going to watch my calories so I don't engorge myself at iftar, because that's not the whole purpose of Ramadan. I'm going to watch my eyes and what I see, my ears and what I hear, my tongue and what I say. Inshallah, the focus of this khutbah is on one of these blessed acts. In Shahrul Quran, the month of Ramadan, which is the personal recitation of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever recites a letter from the book of Allah, he's going to be credited with a good deed. And by the way, he says, one good deed is equal to 10. And then he adds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I want to make this super clear. I don't say that alif lam mim is one letter, but rather alif is one letter, and lam is one letter, and mim is one letter. So that's 30 minimum. And the ulama, you know, we know that they've looked at all the Quran and Sunnah and have said that the deeds in Ramadan are emphasized even more than that. And we pray that it could be 700 times, it could be even more. Wallahu a'lam. But we seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw that there were over 300,000 letters in the Quran, meaning minimum 3 million hasanat from reciting the Quran. 3 million hasanat, or many times more. Now, as we talk about the recitation of the Quran, and this has been a conversation in the past few weeks, some people might object, right? And the first objection is, I can't read Arabic. I don't know how to read Arabic, so how am I supposed to benefit from this? And so, you know, there is the listening of the Quran, there's the reading of the transliteration even a little bit, but I want to tell you a story, subhanAllah, that I heard many years ago from one of my teachers. I used to take hadith classes with him. He's a scholar from Damascus, Syria. And he said that one new Muslim, fairly new convert to Islam, came to him and told him, Shaykh, can you give me a wird? Can you give me a wird? Like something that I can say on a daily basis, a sort of dhikr. You know, I just became a Muslim. He was expecting maybe he would tell him, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, you know, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something like that. But he told him, okay, your wird is you're going to read a page of Quran. He told him, Sheikh, I don't know how to read Arabic. He said, that's not my problem. If you want to do the wird and you want to take me as your sheikh and your reciter, and this sheikh, mashallah, he has the 10 recitations of the Quran all memorized. He said, then you have to read a page of Quran. Learn Arabic. And so he's, I think, based in the UK. And so he told us the story. He said, after several weeks, he told him, okay, he called him on the phone. This is back in the day. He said, I learned the letters, alhamdulillah. And then he learned the tashkil. And then he called him, he said, I finished my first page. He said, okay, now do the next page. Now do the next page. Now do the next page. And several years ago, he said, years went by. He said, until this day, he calls me every few weeks and he says, Sheikh, I just finished the khitmah of the Quran. I just completed the recitation of the Quran. He said, good, do another one, do another one, do another one. And keep this recitation of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so your tongue is wet with this great dhikr from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So work on it. Some people say, okay, I can read Arabic, but not well. You can read to someone and say, hey, you know what? Just a page, just an ayah. Just a couple lines. Can I read to you and you correct me? Great, mashallah. You use the Tanzeel app. I just heard about this recently, that the app can help you. In one way is you can open it up, and I'm sure there are many other apps like it. Open up the Mus'haf, and as you're reading, open up the app and start reading, and it'll tell you, oh, you've made a mistake. And you can stop yourself and listen to it and then get it right. And then the other thing is, we all know the hadith where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. The one who recites the Qur'an and he's very proficient, mashallah, good tajweed, everything is accurate, all of the letters, then he's with these honorable scribes, the angels, a very high status. But the one who's on the journey there, the one who is reading and finds it really difficult, then that person gets two rewards on that journey. So as you recite, if you're not doing very well right now, I promise you, if you recite Quran every single day from this Sunday night for 30 days, you are going to get better. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Some people have said, I'm memorizing the Quran. Right? Especially some of our younger brothers and sisters, I'm in a hifth program right now. I'm memorizing the Quran and I have assignments. I might have a week off, but we're still doing class. Great, do not stop that. Continue memorizing the Quran. But you've already memorized some Quran, and reading that from the Mus'haf is going to be much easier for you. And some, mashallah, of our younger community members, may Allah grant them hifz of the Quran and hamala of the Quran so they understand it and they practice it. Okay, you've already finished 10 ajza. Those are going to be easy for you. Then the next 20, you have 30 days to, bismillah, recite them. It's still positive. When you're alone, recite loudly. So you can get the reward of hearing the Quran and also reciting the Quran, so double the reward. But when you're around others, like in the masjid, this happens, right? Where one of us might be reciting very loudly and there's like 10, 20 other people in the masjid, they're trying to pray, they're trying to recite silently. Then the ulama say, keep your voice down. So you don't bother them with it. Not that we're going to be bothered by the words of Allah, but they said, don't make it something disliked to them. So kind of keep your voice down so that you can hear yourself, but not so loud. If you're alone in your home, you know, that's different. Another piece of advice, share your goals with your family. What are you going to go for? Eventually, we would love that everyone here in our community finishes reciting the Quran personally at least one time. But let's say this year, you know, it could be half, it could be a quarter, it could be one page a day, and you say, I'm going to go for 30 pages. Whatever it is, share it with a few people and make it something where it's you and your friends, or you and your family as well. Make a time where everyone reads. That's one idea. Okay, listen, after Asr or after Fajr as a family, 15 minutes, we're just going to be silent, everyone reading by themselves. Make it a habit to read a little bit after each prayer. One brother was just saying this the other day, of like, you know, if you're reading, you know, from the old Medina Mus'haf, like 4 pages after every salah, you just sit down for a little bit, read 4 pages, you're done, you're going to finish the Quran in 30 days. Carry around a small Mus'haf, so that it's so convenient. And you can visualize it. So you can say, okay, I'm a third way done with the Quran. Now I'm half. Now I'm 3/4. Now I'm completely done. Spend time understanding it. Stay for the khatira. Tune into Yaqeen Institute's Quran 30 for 30. Download the previous books or see previous episodes. There are so many masajid in the area that have, you know, a 10-minute summary of the juz'. So many online programs. Tune into one of them so that you can get the emotions flowing as well. Or just read a translation. Something so you can get that interaction with the Quran. That love of the Quran. You can build that. And lastly, build a habit that you take with you post-Ramadan. Don't let this be something where I'm going to recite all this Quran and then cold turkey, I'm just going to stop right after Ramadan. But say, hey, you know what? Right now, let me just be honest with myself. In Shaban, I'm reciting no Quran daily. So my goal is after Ramadan, I commit to a page a day, 2 pages a day. A ruba, you know, 2.5 pages, 5 pages, a hizb, 10 pages, 20 pages, a juz', something where you set that goal and then you continue that habit. That way all of our goals, when we level up in Ramadan, we keep a little bit until the next year, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I want to mention our brothers and sisters in Gaza because I don't want us to forget them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and our brothers and sisters in Palestine and our brothers and sisters who are oppressed everywhere. You know, something so special about them that you see in these videos is the role that the Quran plays in their lives. And I remember, you know, when I wanted to study abroad many, many years ago, I remember hearing from someone, and they were like, hey, Tamam, you know, if you go to Gaza, and this was, you know, back in the day, back in like 2010, this was like, if you go to Gaza, you know, there are great, great, great scholars who no one's heard of, and they're literally sitting there begging students of knowledge, please, I just want to teach you, I just want to give you this knowledge of Quran, of Hadith, of Fiqh, of Aqidah, of Seerah, of Arabic, of everything. And they're just sitting, so mashallah, you have so many scholars within this concentration camp who are passing on this knowledge, who are teaching the children from a very young age, love the Quran, recite the Quran, understand the Quran, live the Quran. And that's how, subhanAllah, when you look at these ahwal, these states of being, where bombs are falling and the person is reciting the Quran, what is that? This is a person who is so deeply connected to the Quran. This is a person who has this deep connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his revealed book, the Quran, that they're able to achieve this. It didn't come overnight. And so if we want to, yes, we're moving in the ballot boxes and on the streets in protest and online, and we're building institutions so that we can strengthen the ummah, but we should strengthen ourselves as well through the Quran. I have a friend who came back a few weeks ago from Gaza. He's from Michigan, childhood friends. He's a trauma surgeon. And after he came back, he said in this online interview I saw, he said, you know, I gained more from the people of Gaza than anything I could give them. You know, working 20 hours a day with barely any sleep, just a day or a small piece of bread. You know, they're struggling to find food and they're giving these American doctors, you know, mashallah, everything that they have. He said, I gained more from them. And so let's gain and let's learn from their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran. And I'll end with this one story that many of us know very well, as a reminder as we approach the month of the Quran, the month in which the Quran was revealed. And I want you to think about yourself. And I want you to think about yourself when you're reciting the Quran, when you're home, when you're alone, when you're in the masjid reciting alone. And by the way, if you see someone reciting in the masjid, especially in Ramadan, I urge you, don't tell them salam. You love them, wait until they're done. You're going to interrupt their flow. They're in the zone right now. Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu narrates. He says, one night I was sitting down and I was reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. And he said his horse was tied behind him. And the horse suddenly started, you know, getting up and started being troubled and startled and afraid. And so he stopped reciting the Quran. And then the horse became quiet. And then he said, okay, then I started reciting the Quran again. And the horse again started, like, you know, even though it's tied up, it's startled, it's troubled, it's afraid, something's happening. Then he stopped reciting and the horse calmed down. And then a third time he said, I started to recite the Quran again. I mean, his love for the Quran, this Sahabi. He said again, the horse is like jumping up, the horse is being startled and frightened and troubled. And then he thought of his son Yahya. He said his son was near the horse and he was like, I don't know, you know, this huge animal might trample him, might kill my son by accident because it's so afraid. So he took the boy away and he said, I looked up at the sky and I couldn't see it. In the hadith he says, I couldn't see it. And then the next morning he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him what happened. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? And this is a reminder to all of us. He says, اقرأ يا ابن حضير. Recite, O ابن حضير. Recite, O ابن حضير. He repeats it twice for emphasis. Recite, recite, recite from the book of Allah. And ibn Hudayr said, Ya Rasulullah, O Allah's Messenger, you know, my son Yahya was near the horse, and I was afraid that it might trample him. It might, you know, crush him and kill him or break his leg or something. And so I looked towards the sky and went to him. And he said, when I looked at the sky, I saw something that was like a cloud, and it had lamps, like little lights that are hanging. I saw something like that. And so I went out, you know, so I don't see it. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, and this is in Bukhari, he says, do you know what that was? And Ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, he says, no. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those were angels. Those were angels who came near to you for your voice. And if you, O Ibn Hudayr, if you had kept reciting until dawn, until fajr, it would have remained there until morning, until everybody would have seen it. Everybody would have seen it. Subhanallah. And this is what, this is the state of being when you're reciting Kalamullah, the word of Allah, the Quran al-Kareem. So again, if you haven't set your goals already for Ramadan, set them, but make a special one for the recitation of the Quran, the personal and private recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to reach Ramadan, to benefit from Ramadan, to be forgiven in Ramadan, to be elevated in Ramadan, to have reward in Ramadan, for our brothers and sisters to have ease and freedom and liberation in Ramadan, and for us to be reciters of the Quran in Ramadan. الحمد لله رب العالمين قيوم السماوات والأرضين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم يقول الله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم يقول الحق تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر الصديق وعمر بن الخطاب الفاروق وعثمان بن عفان ذي النورين وعلي بن أبي طالب المرتضى وحمزة أسد الله والعباس وولده وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أنت أعلم بأحوالهم فانصرهم وكن في عونهم وفرج عنهم ونفس كربهم وفك أسرهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا واسعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا قبل الموت. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.